Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, gives us an update on the harvest season and what the latest concerns are on the farm. Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, gives us an update on the current campaign. Plus, economist and author Barry James Dyke talks about his book series, The Pirates of the Manhattan. Spoiler alert, it's about Wall Street. And Professor Stephen Hines talks about the importance of energy infrastructure and how the recent natural disasters have validated that need. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. Roger Johnson on the phone with us, National Farmers Union. How are we doing today there, president? How are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. Actually, the weather out here is beautiful. It's atypically warm for this time of the year. And our summer was atypically cooler than normal, so it's very nice out here.
Before we get into your advisory board ship for New Energy America, any updates in the world of agriculture, any world of the Farmers Union in terms of farm bill or harvest season, anything? State of the Union, if you will.
Well, I think a lot of folks, ourselves included, are very focused on the development of the next farm bill. The agricultural economy is really struggling. Prices are very low, about half of what they were at their peak several years ago. Net farm income is 50% of what it was 3 years ago. So there's a lot of financial strain that's occurring, particularly, Jason, for the younger folks that got started farming, you know, in the last decade or so. So the upcoming farm bill is really important. We've got to have a safety net that's gonna protect folks from these very low prices and from disasters. And that's what we're focused on. I think that's what a lot of others in agriculture are focused on as well.
I find that interesting because it leads into a terrific transition for me, one I hadn't anticipated. With your role with New Energy America, several years ago, I want to say back in 2013, I started covering the Bakken oil fields back in 2012 full-time, and within a year, I saw the direct connection between ag and energy, whether it be, you know, having the donkeys and the cows on the same land, or whether it be the polymer seed coatings that were coming into play. Just a lot of different connections that are happening with ag and energy. Talk to me a little bit about your perception of my comment when we're starting to see more connectivity between those two industries.
Well, I think that's really true. I think the world is becoming increasingly focused on energy and energy efficiency and sort of making stretching everything a little further. That's good for all of us. It's good for conserving resources, and it's good for the economy. But we've always seen that connection. When you're in a state that's like North Dakota, where I grew up, the connection with oil has always been pretty substantial, even the coal industry. And I think what's happened in recent years is we've seen a pretty dramatic increase in focus on renewable sources of energy as well. That's really what this advisory role is about, is looking at all kinds of renewable energy, whether it's biofuels, which we really need more of in order to sort of help this farm economy that's struggling.
To listen to the full-length interview with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thecrudelife, facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next interview, we talk with Christy Huber, president for the United Way of Cass Clay.
First of all, United Way, how long have you been here? And just maybe a brief overview of the United Way's mission.
Well, I have been in this role since May of 2016, and previous to that, I had actually had an opportunity to serve as the development director for United Way for 3.5 years. So was here and then left and then came back in May of 2016.
Over the 7 years, we'll call it, 8 years, what's changed? You know, growth, that sort of thing, differences, you know, outside of maybe new computers?
Well, you know, we have been very focused on the community and moving to what we call the community impact model, which truly does focus on what are the root cause issues of the biggest challenges in our community. That's where United Way really sits in the Cass Clay community. And so as we further made that focus, we looked at 4 bold community goals that we wanted to take on, and the first one being reducing hunger and homelessness. The second is preparing children to succeed in school. And the third is to lift people, to help people be independent. And the fourth one is to lift people out of poverty. And so those 4 bold community goals have really been the focus of the last 2 years. We have moved away from being the community chest model, where we just raise dollars and put them out into the community into really great nonprofits. What we do is we look at who are our partners in the community, maybe partners that people haven't normally thought of, both nonprofit and community partners across the community, being police, schools, other just great organizations, and how can we put resources and a strategy together that really impact these 4 bold goals.
What made that change? Because I remember the chest model, and mm-hmm. now it seems like there's a little more specificity or a mm-hmm. specific kind of a social cause behind it. Was that just the nature of kind of the societal change out there, or was that a specific direction within United Way, I guess?
You know, United Way Worldwide, about a decade ago, moved to the community impact model. But the nice thing about United Way Worldwide is that we locally get to make investments as we see and as our board of trustees sees fit for the needs of the community here. And so when we looked at what United Way Worldwide was doing with community impact, we saw the how valuable that would be. And as we have seen in the community, we've seen research and data that has helped us really refine that vision of where we want to make those investments. And because of that, we feel really good about where we're going and how the impact of those investments are helping families and individuals in our community.
So you mentioned global, you mentioned the local. We've got affiliates, radio affiliates in Bismarck, Dickinson, Williston, for example, across the state. How connected are you guys with the United Way, the different organizations, and even, you know, with the local control and the connection, I guess?
That's a great question. Yeah. We like to lift up our partners across the state and across the world. There's over 1,800 United Ways, but in the state of North Dakota, the great state of North Dakota, there's 9. And the way that United Way works is that we actually are membership organizations, which means that we have autonomy to make investments in our communities as the needs are seen as appropriate. And so each different United Way makes a different allocation in their community. But together we all have really this main focus on how do we make our communities the best that they can be and as healthy as that they can be. And we believe that making these investments in these 4 bold areas, those for our community are what's most important.
Christy Huber, United Way president, talking about just, well, investments is where I wanted to go next. So how can people invest? Obviously, you guys will always take a check from a company, I assume. And then I do remember people pledging with their paychecks. Do you guys still do that model? Talk to me about how the big checks come in, and then also how, you know, nickels make dollars, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think that that's one of the best things about United Way is that we truly are the people's philanthropy. We can make a dollar go so far in our community and really make a huge impact in our community. And so one of the things that we have been able to do for many years is do the workplace campaigns. And that's where it makes it very affordable for companies to give their teammates an opportunity to invest in their community. And then by doing a payroll deduction, many individuals maybe will do $6 a week or $12 a week. And that's so much easier for them and their families to be able to make that type of investment in their community. And so it really is a great service that an organization can provide to their employees by helping them support the community in that way.
Are those pre-tax? Do you know the whole tax side of that thing? Because for me, it seems like the tax code has changed so much that I think my eyesight bills get pre-tax. So I would assume these would, but I don't know.
I believe that these dollars come out post-tax, and so all of the gifts and the investments in United Way of Cascade, those are tax deductible.
Yeah. Okay.
That's investments.
Right. I assumed so, but yeah. That was, by the way, there was no pop quiz or tax stuff. So.
I have to think back to my days in accounting 101. No,
well,
but I
not
think
only that, you get scared. What if I say the wrong thing? Am I going to, you know, who's going to hold me accountable for this?
Oh, no, but I think back to your point, we do have a lot of companies. We have over 650 businesses in our Cass and Clay community that actually run a workplace campaign here locally. We're very grateful for those partnerships that we have. But still today, our individual giving it makes up the greatest amount of the dollars that come into our campaign. And this year, we would love to see our campaign round out at about $6 million this year for our United Way campaign locally. And so we have Paul Richard, who is the campaign chair. He's from Sanford. He announced last week that our official goal is $5.9 million, but he really challenged the community. Let's just go above and beyond and let's hit six. $6 million would make a huge impact in our community.
Where are you at now with that? Do you know yet, or is this what now?
You know, so last week was the official kickoff.
Okay.
And so we have had some companies that have already started their campaigns. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that the generosity of our community has already started to be seen. We have just fantastic partners that run workplace campaigns, and they spend a lot of time, just getting their employees involved and focusing on how good it does feel to help others, and not only help other people in their companies, but help the communities that they're a part of. And so we've seen some great totals that are coming in, but the campaign usually runs until at least January.
Okay.
And that gives companies, we do that intentionally because we know that October might be a really busy month for some companies, and so if they want to run their campaign in August or December, we want to make sure that we support them in that as well. So that's why we make sure that the time frame is conducive to what's best for our company.
So this is the United Way Capital Campaign? Is that what it's called?
So this is an annual campaign that we run because we do three-year grant cycles for our community partners. So we do things a little bit differently. Some people might not know this, but we tell our community partners that we work with that we're going to make an investment in them for 3 years. And so that puts a lot of onus on us as the United Way of Cass Clay, because we tell them we are going to raise those dollars so that we can make those investments in you, and rather than just hoping that we can make those investments for that year.
To listen to the full-length interview with Christy Huber, president for the United Way of Cass Clay, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Like us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Facebook.com/thecrudelife. All kinds of Coffee and Capitalism features are available on Facebook and our website, thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Trying to figure out what side I'm on and what I'm fighting for.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When it's time.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Barry James Dyke, financial expert, author, and media personality.
Hi, I'm Barry James Dyke, also known as the Economic Warrior, and I've written a book, numerous books about how do people retire in the United States. I'm a best-selling author.
Well, let's start with that title, Economic Warrior, a little bit. Go into a little bit of how you got that nickname. I kind of imagine it's how you tackle the world of economics, but I'll let you tell the story.
How I came with the name of the Economic Warrior is simply because I was so tired of people not hearing the truth in America media. And unfortunately, most of what you hear is either tainted or misinformation in the media in regards to people, how they save and how... And the proper ways for them to get income streams in retirement. So a lot of this stuff is really manipulated for the benefit of Wall Street and big asset managers. So I'm kind of a warrior, really, for the truth.
The warrior for the truth, especially when it comes to Wall Street, it sounded like a little bit. You got some maybe some examples before we get into your... what caused you to write Pirates of Manhattan? And maybe some of those examples are what caused you to write Pirates of Manhattan. But talk a little bit about those misleading fake news truths type things, why you're the warrior of truth.
Well, I guess the biggest one, of course, is most people don't understand it, but most if you dig it a little deep, you will, is that most people know about the Federal Reserve, and most people think that the Federal Reserve, I would say 99 out of 100 Americans think the Federal Reserve is part of the government. And the thing is, the Federal Reserve is not federal. There are no reserves, and it has as much in common with the federal government as Federal Express does. So when you understand that the banking system is really owned by private bankers, that kind of just sparked my whole passion to... to get the truth out there. Because when I figured this out, I wanted everyone else to know as well.
So let me ask you a little bit about that. What kind of response are you getting? I imagine it's pretty diverse. You got some people that are supporting you, and then you got some people that are probably questioning you. But what are you experiencing when it comes to reactions from just the general public?
Well, the general public is so stressed out. Most people are, you know, just having a hard time making ends meet. And the thing is that they don't have the time to understand what's really going on. You know, I'm just very passionate about it. The general reaction it's one of disbelief. And then when I tell people to pull out the dollars in their wallets, and everyone thinks they're dollars, I said they're not dollars, they're actually Federal Reserve notes. And when they pull out a dollar, or $5, or $10 bill, or $1 bill, and I show them that's a Federal Reserve note, people pay attention. And this is a control of the money supply saga is as old as this country itself, and sound money has always been the basis of success of any country, and so a lot of them have really been truly manipulated. So people can figure this out for themselves, but I'm just gifted, and I know where to go and research this stuff.
The thing that I've always found interesting when it comes to the Federal Reserve is, you know, you're right, it's federal, and those are promissory notes. Those $10 bills, those $20 bills is pretty much just a promissory note at the end of the day. The thing that I found very interesting is much like a lot of the other government programs, you know, you take a look at the war on homelessness, over $1 trillion spent on that, and problems are worse than ever. The war on drugs, it seems like whenever something along these lines start to happen, things just kind of get out of control, and we don't seem to combat these problems. I think of this along the same way when we look at what the Federal Reserve has done. Our consumer debt seems to be higher than ever a little bit. Talk to me about the world of consumer debt in relation to what you're talking about.
Well, it's at an all-time high, and because people, when you don't have people that are not making good incomes, what do you give them? The population, give them debt. So, regrettably, the student loan debt, this is according to the Federal Reserve, not me, is over $1.4 trillion right now. Now, you got to understand that student loan debt was only around a half of $1 trillion during right around when Obama became president. So the thing is, in a period of about 10 years, it's gone from $500 billion to roughly $1.4 trillion. The same thing is true with credit cards, are over the $1 trillion mark. And also the credit card, student loans, and mortgages. So it's this debt at an all time high. And anyone understands debt is that when you saddle too much debt on any business or corporation or a family, for that matter, they eventually collapse. And there's no better example of that this week than the collapse of Toys R Us, which is out of Edison, New Jersey, but the largest toy retailer in the world. I don't know if you have one on there, and you're in Bismarck, but it is the largest toy retailer in the world, and it collapsed essentially because of too much debt. And so this is the problems of debt, but a lot of people don't understand that, why the company collapsed, but I do, and it's, if you Google it, you'll see that they had over $5.5 billion in debt.
How about when it comes to the system itself? You know, we talk about all these different bubbles that are up there, but, you know, you're only as healthy as your backbone really is. And this backbone seems to be the banking system. How stable is this current banking system?
Well, when you look under the hood, it's not very pretty. Now, the reason I'm known around the country, and I've sold books, my books have been sold in 22 countries, and I've sold over 30,000 copies of the first book, virtually word of mouth. But the reason was because I said banks are very unstable. And the banking system, per se, is still very highly leveraged. It's not as stable as some other alternatives people can have.
To listen to the full-length interview with Barry James Dyke, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out online at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com.
course, you can join our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Back to the ways of John and Jew, Rev and Em and Lou. Where you build a bridge and I'll hammer on the harmony. After a hard week's work, we'll end it.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Stephen Hines, the owner of the Word Merchant. What's going on in the world of infrastructure these days? Because to me, that was a wake-up call to at least start a discussion on America's energy infrastructure.
I feel the same way, Jason. I think Texas, in Congress right now, there was a hearing going on. And somebody said there was $100 to $300 billion in damage to infrastructure, both in Florida and Texas. And of course, that's such an exaggeration, I don't even know where to start. But I think it is certainly, you can focus on each, well, they're not hurricanes, really. Well, yeah, I guess they are hurricanes. But each had their own lessons. I think because Florida doesn't do really anything other than consume and transport electricity, they have different lessons to learn, it seems to me. And they're more likely to have above line electricity and all of that. So they have their own issues. Although, you know, the numbers I see as far as damage right now are 11 to 12 billion, really. And I think that Houston is somewhere around 30. Now, those are rough numbers. But I think the lesson to be learned from Houston, well, one is how resilient it was given the rain and the damage. Only one refinery closed. Many people are remarking, at least in the media, how quickly Texas is getting its mojo back. And so I guess maybe there's a lesson, a couple lessons. There's a lesson that we have learned some things from Katrina, so we have done a better job with our infrastructure, but we're still really slow on the uptake right now. I'm a little encouraged by the new chairman of FERC, Chatterley. He was at these hearings in the House, and he is really sort of refocusing on that very issue, infrastructure, and what the FERC can do, and how it can help the state. So another thing that implies is, you're not going to have federal agencies dictating like the EPA tried to do with the Clean Power Plan. They are going to be what's called cooperative federalism, which means that the FERC is going to work closely with the regions that do the transmission, but also the states who have their own, each state has its own set of a matrix of things it does for power plants and sources of energy. So it's going to be more cooperative, and that has to be a good sign. One little funny story. I'm reading stories about Ohio, and one of the things that they're trying, I think probably to attract more pipelines, but also to start the whole process for fracking. But one of the positives they said about Ohio, this is about a week ago, was that they didn't have hurricanes. And I thought it was funny at the time. What are we talking about? And then all of a sudden we have a couple hurricanes, and now all of a sudden that makes sense. And I suppose it makes a lot of sense for North Dakota. You know, one of the things to advertise for the state is you don't have hurricanes.
Professor Stephen Hines, the word merchant. So how can people sign up for your word, your daily word? And weekly word, that sort of thing. Actually, I'm calling this segment the weekly word. But how can people get a hold of you and sign up and all that good stuff?
Okay, well, I continue to do, you know, most of my posting. I used to post both on Energy Central and on LinkedIn. But it turns out that Energy Central is too, I don't know. It just doesn't have enough readership. So you can find me at Stephen Hines at the Word Merchant on LinkedIn. And I'm trying to post, you know, as much, at least four or five times a week. So what I'm doing, and I think you've noticed this, Jason, what I'm doing is I'm taking what I think is, you know, at least in my little world or my big world, because it includes 18 or 20 different aspects of energy environmental, the story that rivets me the most, and then I'm adding my own commentary. So,
to listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Hines, owner of The Word Merchant, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
I'm glad I don't live too far away. Where the moonlight's shining on my walk home. I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car stops when I go.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
People that I know. Thinking I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car starts when I go.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, who not jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Hot stuff will sell, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.